News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Yeah. It's 12 minutes past seven. At long last, counting, of course, has been completed and all 174 seats in the 34th Dáil have been filled, and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael do need some support to form a new government. But the Labour Party, as we were just discussing there, certainly not showing great appetite at the moment about going in. And Fergus Finlay, columnist with the Irish Examiner and Labour Party member, joins us now. Fergus, are you of a mind that the Labour Party shouldn't go into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
Absolutely not, Ciara. Sorry, but just to say I am of that mind.
No, you're not. I said, are you not of that? So you're not, you're against it. Tell me why.
Well, I've been involved in election campaigns since 1981, believe it or not, and on a number of occasions in that period, we've had to go into government, or we've decided to go into government. There were always two pressing reasons. One was that no government was possible without Labour's participation because of the numbers in the Dáil, and the other was that there was a terrible mess to be cleared up. Neither of those reasons exist right at the moment. Nobody needs us in government. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael don't need us in government. They'd like us in government. They like us in government because they look at us and they think we're responsible, we're decent, we're long-haul kind of people. And that means we'd make life easier for them. That's not the job of the Labour Party. And it never was the job of the Labour Party. And it's a basis on which there is no possibility of any kind of leverage. So I don't know how you'd even hammer out a decent programme for
Fergus, are your policies really so far apart? I know people refer to Fine Gael, for example, as a centre-right party, but if you actually look at their policies, what they spend on social welfare, what they've spent on housing, what they've spent in general on state supports of people, no other country in the world would look at them and go, they're centre-right. They'd go, they're centre-left. So we've two centre-left centrist parties in there. You are to the left of them, but not by much. You would have to question how far apart you truly are. Everyone's talking about building oodles of social and affordable housing. Everyone's talking about supporting people, pensioners, etc., etc. Where are the policy differences that you'd fall out over? There's not much between any of the parties, really.
I think there are massive policy differences in terms of foreign policy and in terms of militarism and so on. But I think the fundamental difference is around housing. I mean, everyone talks about building oodles and oodles of social and affordable housing. Where the hell are they? Like, the parties that have been in power for a long, long time now have failed catastrophically to address the housing issue.
Hard to do anything else other than what they did do, coming off the back of austerity and coming off the back of the crash and all of that era.
Not the case.
And going
absolutely
forward, their plan seems to be very close to your own.
Ciara, that is simply not the case. I have met Dara Ryan, the housing minister, on a number of occasions. I've met other government ministers because I am chair of a regeneration project which has been stalled for 5 years now. And the one thing that they have always said to me, and they're all decent, well-meaning people, the one thing they've always said to me is money's not the problem here. We have the money to do this. They don't seem to have the political will.
Fergus, a lot of people would argue that Labour in government from 2011 to 2016 didn't do much on housing either, and that's one of the reasons you were punished so much by the electorate afterwards. But what about the fact that you could do more in government than you could do in opposition? Boxer Moore, I think, has said only the other day that, you know, one day in government is worth 100 in opposition, but that you would actually be more likely to get policies that you want and that matter to you implemented. I mean, the Greens would say that they got an awful lot of what they wanted that was on their agenda through because they went into government. In fact, Eamon Ryan was very passionate about the importance of being a smaller party in government to get things done.
I've worked for governments and I've worked for oppositions. I know that sometimes you can exercise real power and sometimes you can build real influence. I believe Labour and the Social Democrats working together on a basis of respect and equality have a real chance now to begin rebuilding the Social Democratic project, which has become pretty moribund, not just in Ireland, but throughout the world. Social democracy is in
So are you suggesting that Labour should stay out to kind of work on its sort of relationship with the Sock Dems? Is that what you know?
I'm suggesting Labour should stay out, and as part of what it needs to do in the next 5 years, it needs to be part of rebuilding something that's radically different in Ireland, and a harking back to real values.
Okay, look, Fergus, thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is Fergus Finlay, their columnist with the Irish Examiner and the Labour Party member. Of course, Shane, what do you make of it?
I think Fergus is right. They're not going to go into government. But I don't see...
They're right not to go into government?
I think you should be in government. I think if you get elected and you have a chance to be in government, my view is you implement your policies. I'm with Eamon Ryan on this. And Labour and the Sock Dems, in an ideal world, would get together and work together, but that ain't happening. There is just
That's
too much
That's something that
antipathy.
Only Labour seems to want. The Sock Dems...
Yeah, I don't know.
Show no interest.
I think there's historical reasons for that. But maybe the Sock Dems need to... it's the obvious thing to do, but I just don't see them doing it.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.